Welcome to the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Lola Darling here, your guide through the intimate journey of self-liberation and embodied reclamation. Pour your favorite elixir, take a deep, cleansing, grounding breath, and join me as we dive into the raw, unfiltered, provocative essence of being fully alive and embodied in your authentic truth and power. This is where we celebrate the untamed, where your spirit roars, it's time to break free. I'm Lola Darling. You're in the Embodied Liberation Lounge, and this is your invitation to revel in the provocative dance of becoming fully alive to the truth of who you are. Let's get to it, shall we?
As we begin getting intimate with ourselves once again, really start building a new relationship with ourself, there are many things that come into play that need to be addressed, that need our attention, that we need to look at. The most important thing that stands out to me when I think about beginning to cultivate better relationships with ourselves in all aspects of us is tapping into self-awareness. And that is having the self-awareness of not just one of the aspects of you, like your mind, but also having self-awareness to your body, to your voice and the tones in your voice, to your emotional state and what it's communicating to you, to the sensations in your body, to the language of your body and what it's communicating with you, and also to the language of your energetic body and what it's telling you and what it's giving off and signaling to other people as well in any given day, because your energy is speaking before you do, and having the self-awareness of like, oh, I'm potentially like having an off day or a really like more shitty or negative or emotionally low day, then I'm having the self-awareness then that that's also in my energetic field. And so people are going to be experiencing that when I encounter them in that day. And so having that awareness so that I can address it from an energetic perspective as well and get myself to either maybe not be interacting with people so much if I feel like what I'm experiencing may affect them negatively, or doing something that helps me to shift state, or at least to do an energetic hygiene practice where I'm clearing any of the negativity that wants to be cleared out of my system and out of my energetic body. Coming into more self-awareness is something that we're all being encouraged to do right now, and it includes all planes and all subtle bodies of the self that we're sort of being guided deeper and deeper into relationship with, into understanding of ourselves. Because if we can't understand ourselves and our behaviors and the way that we are being and interacting with the world around us, then it becomes really, really difficult for us to really engage intelligently and fluidly with the world around us. There tends to be way more turmoil and chaos and drama because we're presenting in one way because of a lack of self-awareness. We're being one way, but we're thinking that we're another way. And so this creates a huge gap. Whereas if we can come home to self-awareness, being aware of the truth that's exuding from our being at any given moment in any given circumstance, or even the truth that's existing within us internally at a moment or in our minds and going on in our minds, the more that we come into awareness of these aspects and faucets of self, the more we have the power to shift state, to close that gap and actually exude and present and be in our interactions with the world that person whom we believe ourselves to be, right? And if we're constantly getting sort of this like pushback from the world around us, it's probably because we're actually presenting in the world in a way that we're not seeing ourselves as. So we may see ourselves as one way of being, and we're actually being experienced by the people around us in a very different way. And this gap creates a lot of disharmony in the world, in our bodies, in relationships. And so self-awareness brings us home to this intimacy within the self of, oh, I can see myself clearly. So ways that we can become more self-aware, first and foremost, is really just slowing down in our day-to-day life, starting to really become the witness and the observer to each action that we are taking, to each word and conversation that we're having, to each thought that we're thinking, to each movement that our body is making or facial expression that our body is making, right? Because a lot of times when we're lacking this sort of integration of the true self into this 3D world, then we may be people-pleasing a lot and saying something that the person sitting in front of us wants to hear, but our face is telling them something totally different. And so this is where the self-awareness comes in, of even just the subconscious cues that we're giving off and the body language that we're giving off is actually speaking before we're speaking. And so are we in congruence with that? Are we in integrity and alignment? Are all of these bodies communicating the same thing to the world around me as being presented, right? Like, is my mental body in congruence with what I'm actually speaking to this person? Or am I silently judging and criticizing this person while vocally telling them they're the best thing that's ever happened to this planet or to me? So that's what creates this gap and this incongruence in all of life, in especially in our relationships. So coming into more self-awareness really involves slowing down, becoming more aware, becoming to a place where you're sitting in the seat of the observer and witness to yourself. And as you start to come into that place, you may start to notice things about yourself that you're not necessarily happy with, or you don't like, or you're seeing the shadows more of like, oh, I'm actually operating in this way. I didn't even know I did that because I've just been zooming through life from the mind for so long. And now that I've dialed back and I've slowed down a little and I'm starting to notice these behaviors that I'm carrying out actually pretty regularly, it bothers me. Like, I don't want to be that way. So this is when self-awareness turns into healing and we go down routes and spiralic pathways of healing, of wanting to shift the ways that we're being, shift the ways that our mind is operating, shift facets of our personality and ways of being. And we really only can go down these routes with intention when we've actually observed ourselves enough to understand that I'm operating in a way that's maybe not in my highest truth because my heart doesn't necessarily like this thing that I'm observing about myself. And so if my heart doesn't like it, then it's probably not in my highest truth and highest alignment of operating. It's something that I've learned. It's something that I've picked up or been conditioned to or have learned or have created for myself as a way of protection or safety. And so this is where the deep and real healing and intimacy with ourselves begins, from slowing down and learning to have more self-awareness in our day-to-day lives instead of rushing through every moment, reaching for the next and not even realizing that somewhere in there we've lost this total presence and created this massive disconnect between who we know ourselves to be in our heart's truth, in our soul, and who our human is presenting to the world around us. Coming into self-awareness helps us to bridge this gap, or at least gives us the information and the knowledge that we need to then move forward in a way that leads us towards closing this gap, right? Some of these ways that we experience ourselves when we start to become more self-aware and we start to see ourselves more clearly in the ways that we're operating in the world, We may not like a lot of the ways that we start seeing ourselves to be, but they may be so deeply ingrained in our personality or coming from a trauma response, or, you know, they may be high functioning aspects of our personality that aren't necessarily agreeing with the highest exalted state of our truth and our soul of who we came here to be. And so the deeper ingrained that they are, the more resistance we're going to have to these pieces, to changing them. They're going to be hanging on for dear life. And so it takes longer. It takes many spiralic journeys of working with them. And it's not about getting rid of these pieces, because even if they're a protection mechanism or a trauma response, they came into a part of our being for a reason, to teach us something, to protect us, to keep us safe, whatever it may be. And so this healing journey through the self-awareness lens isn't necessarily about getting rid of this piece of you that you've observed that you maybe don't like, but it's about learning to integrate it to where you have such a deep level of awareness of this aspect of yourself that you then get to choose if and when it's playing out in your life more easily. It still may come out sometimes when you're triggered or in a reactive state or in a high stress state, right? Like, we can't always control the shadow aspects of ourselves or the harsher aspects of our personality that we've put in place from trauma or conditioning, but we can learn to get better at knowing when they're present and choosing a different way, choosing a different pathway. This is where the healing work comes in, because it really is about rewiring the nervous system, rewiring the subconscious mind for this redirect, for a repatterning, for giving us that little bit of space to choose a new way, to choose a new synapse, right? And this is how we rewire. And it takes time. It didn't get to be this part of your personality, especially if it's a super deeply ingrained part of your personality. Like, it didn't get there overnight. It's been nurtured and nourished through evidence and practice for many, many, many years. And so it's constantly referring back to this same synapse in the nervous system to brain, that defaults to this particular behavior, whatever it may be, right? And so in order to rewire that function of our personality, we have to choose differently. We have to choose a better thought, a new way. We have to choose, like, oh, I can see how normally I would react to this type of conversation with anger. But since I've had this self-awareness that I actually know that responding in that way with this fiery, aggressive anger actually isn't in my highest truth of who I know myself to be, instead, because I have the self-awareness, I have a moment, maybe the same person is coming at me with this same conversation that normally would trigger this very aggressive, anger, reactive response. But in just a split moment of receiving this conversation with this self-awareness at the seat of soul, from the center of who I know myself to be and who I'm seeing myself as, I get to use that awareness in this moment to choose to not react with anger. I can still be inside of myself of like, oh, I feel this part of me that wants to be anger. I see and accept this part of me that in the past would have responded to this situation in this aggressive way. I allow you to be alive inside of me. You're a part of me. But I get to choose a new way to express how I'm going to respond instead of react to this conversation that normally would have created just a reactive, aggressive response, right? And so maybe I'm going to choose this new way of peaceful acceptance of this conversation of like, oh, I hear you. And you can even express like, you know, this sort of this is upsetting me, or you're hitting a nerve within me, but I'm choosing to just receive you and hear you. And maybe I'll just come back to this conversation later, right? Or you can also just choose in that moment to receive the message with peace and although you're feeling the anger, like, you don't have to allow the anger to take over, to rule the show, to run through you and be the reactor to the conversation. And so you get to choose a new way. And this is where the rewiring comes in, right? It's like, the more times that this situation keeps playing out in your life, the more times you're getting the opportunity to choose a new pathway, to choose a different way. But not only that, you're also receiving the opportunity to accept this part of yourself that has been protecting you for so many years, or keeping you safe, or been a main function of your personality, right? So you're getting this opportunity to see that part of you that would normally react with anger, to see it and accept it, which builds a better relationship with yourself as you see and accept this part of you that's like, wants to be angry. It gets to be angry. It just doesn't have to actually be exuded out in reactivity, right? You still have to feel the emotion and allow it to flow through you, or otherwise it gets stuck. So it's an opportunity to both accept the emotional experience of anger and the part of you that is made angry, and it's an opportunity to choose a new way, to choose differently, to choose to respond differently, to choose to activate a part of you, another part of you that wants to live in truth, that wants to live in integrity with who you know yourself to be. And that isn't necessarily this reactivity with aggression, right? And so you get to choose the new way, the higher version of you, the pathway of highest truth from the seat of awareness within yourself of who you know yourself to be in your heart and in your truth, of who you actually desire to be now that you have this awareness dripping through you of, oh, I see this in myself and that's actually not me. So I get to be the me that is in my highest truth in this moment. I'm being given an opportunity to choose my highest truth of who I know myself to be, instead of who I've been conditioned to react as or respond as or have developed to react as, right? And this is where self-awareness starts permeating our whole lives and brings us into such a deep and intimate conversation within ourselves, within our energy, and within the world around us, to where we're starting to bring more of the truth of who we are online. And we're starting to close this gap in consciousness that we have between who we've been conditioned to be and told we should be, or programmed to be, or trauma bodied into, or pain bodied into to be in this life. We start closing that gap between that whom we're presenting as and that who we actually are in our highest truth.
Romantic and rebellious ones, thank you for sipping from the provocative cup inside the Embodied Liberation Lounge. This is Lola Darling. You can connect with me over on Instagram at @thelolaDarling_. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please share it and don't forget to subscribe so that you always have a first-class seat in the Embodied Liberation Lounge. Stay untamed, fancy, and free. But before you go, remember this. The world yearns for you in your power, turned on and dripping wet in your fully expressed truth and liberated soul. Trust yourself. Let the body be your guide and allow the mystery to unfold. Until our next dance with decadence and debauchery of all our untamed spaces and faces, keep dreaming provocatively, dreamers.